Yeah. Got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Got a damn good show.
Dylan Mulvaney. He's a superstar. This dude, one of the biggest stars this globe has ever seen. He's big time.
Well, if you don't
stop hating on him, stop being a hater. He's a superstar.
Well, this guy's transitioned into a woman. He's been following, he's been doing videos daily following his journey.
What day is he on now?
It's 330-something, 300-something.
That's damn near a year, man.
Damn near a year. So I want to show y'all this man's progress. I'm going to show you this picture.
This is day one or something, huh?
No, this is before he transitioned. I guess he was a Mormon.
Well, this is ground zero. This is ground zero.
Yeah, show him the picture. I think he used to be a Mormon or something.
Well, that explains a lot.
I guess he used to be Mormon or something.
No, man, I don't think...
Well, I think he's a paid actor. He's actually a paid actor.
So. Yeah, he's Mormon. I don't think he was ever a Mormon.
Yeah,
that's those people on the bicycles coming to your house. Ain't that the people mama threw out of the house because they say we're descendants
of Cain? Mitt Romney is a Mormon.
Yeah, that explains a lot, too.
Not that we got anything against Mormons.
I ain't got nothing against nobody. Just a red flag, you know. I had a bad experience when I was a kid. Damn Mormons came to my house, and they said we was descendants of Cain and said we was cursed. That's why I'm black.
That's why.
So after that, you know what? You damn Mormons can kiss my ass.
But I got
Ain't cursed. I'm born in the eyes of the Lord. God made me. I'm not cursed. No damn fallen angel. God.
Yeah, no, that's a true story that happened to us. And we got a lot of emails from people who are Mormon. He said those assholes doesn't represent the Mormon church.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Oh, okay. So not on.
So don't generalize Mormons like that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't.
People only, make it a big thing when you generalize somebody when it's Jewish people.
Yeah.
You can generalize everybody else. Conservatives? Muslims? Well, you can't touch Muslims. They'll blow your house up. I went too far on that.
Yeah, okay.
I did. That's a hasty generalization. That was bad. I apologize to the Muslim. Hey, I'm a comedian.
Yeah. Hey, so let's get back to Dylan Mulvaney. So that's ground zero. And then
let's look at ground zero one more time, man. I forgot it. You know, we've been talking and shooting this shit.
I mean,
all right, let me get a good look at him, man. Book of Mormon.
He does look holy in this picture, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it looked like he just got off his bicycle. Bicycle's wheels are still spinning in the front yard. He just got in the house. He's trying to save somebody.
Right? So, but then he started transitioning. Bring up this next picture. Now, he's dressing feminine. He's got the pink going.
He's got some 5 o'clock shadow going,
and you can tell, you know, something's off with that damn chin action he got.
Them damn hands ain't fooling nobody either. Them thick-ass fingers he got.
Right? But here recently, bring the
that
video
big,
back
that
to
that big, strong jaw, he ain't fooling nobody.
But recently...
he ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah, but recently, Dylan, he hasn't changed his name. He's still got a masculine name.
He stick with Dylan?
Yeah.
I wonder why he won't change his name, man. It's his life, man. It's free country.
You look more like a Diane now.
What do you mean you look like Diane? What, you made a drastic improvement or something?
Well, he came out.
He still
recently.
Look like Dylan to me. He looks like a dick. Like his name could be Dick Mulvaney.
Yeah, bring up his name tag on that Mormon. I forgot to bring that up.
Elder White.
Elder White. So, yeah, he's making fun of white people, I guess.
Oh, you going to burn in hell for that. You burning in hell for eternity. Making fun of Christians, man.
Making fun of white people.
Now, if you did that to Jewish people, you'd already be canceled, but. Yeah. You can get away with that stuff with Christians.
Yeah, Mormons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually getting paid to do that, though. You think he's just...
Well, he's
a comedian.
Well, he labels himself as an actress. So mm-hmm. I'm sure he's done roles to get that he got paid. But I don't think what he's doing right now, all this transition, I don't think anybody's actually paying him, even though I think he's making a lot of money for himself.
He's definitely got an incentive to.
Yeah,
he definitely got insensitive.
But anyway, he came out and he got this feminization surgery on his face.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, check it
feminization
out.
Feminization surgery.
Feminization.
What the hell?
335 of being a girl.
Oh, my God.
And I wanted to go on record to say that this might be the hottest I've ever looked and will ever look in my lifetime. And I'm making this video so that in thousands of years, there will be evidence. Is it the dress? It could be the dress. Is it the makeup? Or is it the hair? Because I think it's the extensions. And when I have extensions in, I don't know my name. I don't know where I live. I just know that I love these. And I know that I look like I could steal a husband. But I want to promise you, look me in the eyes. I want to promise you that I would never do that to you. Okay, I am a girl's girl. And I love ya. Woo! But seriously, this is good, right? Okay. Love you. Okay.
I don't know about stealing anybody's husband. You might, you know, suck off a couple dudes. But I don't know about them running away from their wives, you know. You being a transgender female and all, you know. Yeah, he could. You got to change the name from Dylan to Debbie.
Looks like a Debbie, huh?
A Debbie or a Deborah?
Or Diane. That's a good trans name, you know.
For yeah, Diane. Still Diane. Masculine and it's feminine. Diane.
Because just about every Diane I ever met got a hard-ass face. But anyway, I don't know what he did to his face.
Yeah, feminization surgery. What did he do? Go up on his face and scrape out some bone at you? Feminization surgery?
Yeah.
I mean, pull up the thing and pause it. Let me look at his face. What could they have done to make him look like that?
Well, they softened up his face. Like his chin is not as pronounced.
You know,
like before this, he had that crimson chin going.
Yeah.
You know?
You know who he looks like right here? He looks like a young Caitlyn Jenner, 16. Hit puberty.
He do, don't he?
He like Caitlyn, like Caitlyn's daughter or some shit.
That's why Caitlyn don't like him. Be hating on him.
As long as you can tell, men want you or... I mean,
I got no problem with men doing this, but you gotta tell men.
Yeah, that's false advertising. If I'm going down to do me some carpet munching, I ain't doing no sucking, you know? You put yourself in a bad position, too, because... If you're not being open and honest and trustworthy, reliable, right, credible, you go down there and you see some mushroom tip action.
Balls.
Like, balls, yeah.
You go down like,
like, yeah.
Yeah, you be setting the temperature of the room. And all them girls are, yeah, baby.
Yes, bare white
yeah,
player.
Yeah, baby, yeah. Here I come, baby. Yeah. Hey, but,
Man, I'm not going to lie. You look just like a female.
No, you look, yeah. He's,
yeah.
I mean, say you don't look feminine is like just being non-objective.
Being mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to say this. Before I got married, I used to, you know, when I dated, before I got married, I'd meet a girl, right? And she all dolled up. She looking great. Then after that night's over, you wake up in the middle of the night, and you look at us like, where's the bitch I fucked 3 hours ago? It's like, y'all can just, yeah. You take your makeup off, you're a totally different person. Yeah. Women do that.
Yeah.
I want to say that. Women do that.
Yeah. Actually, biological women. Like, wow, man, you look way better 3 hours ago. That's why, you know, I like women. I prefer women that don't wear a lot of makeup.
I think a lot of women wear too
much
makeup.
Eat a couple pieces of chicken, get that shine going. That's all I need.
What?
Eat a couple pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, some Popeyes, get that grease going.
On your mouth?
Get a good shine going. And that's all you need, man. Throw your head back in the bun. I want to know what I'm sticking. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, just a little lip gloss?
Yeah. I don't like these women walk around like clowns.
Damn face just painted up.
Women walk around like
you went to fucking makeup.
Yeah, man. I'm like, it's too much. You look like a damn drag queen yourself, man.
Yeah, I see women wear so much makeup, they look like drag queens.
Yeah. I remember I was dating this girl, man. She came on around and said, bitch, you crazy as hell. All that damn makeup, I don't even recognize you. Take that shit off.
Yeah.
Just.
I want to say this.
Are we being mean?
No.
Just being honest, right?
Yeah, we're not being
mean. It's First Amendment.
We're talking about, yeah, actual women.
Yeah, yeah.
You can talk about actual women all you want.
Yeah.
It's these trans women. That's what
you're
talking
about. Yeah, you can't talk about them.
They're like the Jewish community. But anyway. He's got a ump on his Instagram.
Yeah.
It's pull up the video. I keep talking. This is like high production. This a lot goes into something like this. You got music playing. You can see the surgery and all of that.
Yeah.
You can totally tell. You need to do something with that chest because you got some pecs going.
Got some abs going too. You know, I like a woman with abs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do. But anyway.
I don't like men with abs.
do you see right there in the description area? You see that?
What do you see, man? I can't
see. My wonderful doctor at Dr. Harrison Lee.
Can you click that? Can we go to the profile?
I mean, I guess you can.
Yeah, go on, click it, man. Go on, go Dr. Harrison.
That's got 1 million likes on it.
Okay, it's an Asian guy. You can tell he's gay.
No, you can tell he got money, too.
Yeah, you can tell he's rich.
You can tell he did work on his own damn face.
Yeah, you can tell that's a gay, rich, what is he, Japanese, Korean?
You can't tell he's gay.
Pull that picture back up. You can't take a look at that picture and see that's a homosexual? Come on, now. He's gay.
You think so?
Yeah. I can tell by that.
Board certified.
He's got that gay
Beverly
lean
Hills,
going.
Dubai. Nah, he has an office in Dubai? I don't think they accept that in Dubai.
He's got an office in Dubai?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, he'd get thrown in jail if he's in Dubai. He'd be doing 30 years.
Hard labor.
Hard labor.
No, but what I want to say is I bet you Dylan got this surgery for free.
Yeah, could you imagine how many people is going to go to him now? Women and men.
Just women. Because what Dylan's doing to
they'd be
face,
like, wait a minute, you made him look like that? Man, I'm really going.
Yeah. Because women already do stuff like this to their face with the lips and the fillers. Women do this.
Facial reconstruction.
What?
They don't do the facial scar.
Have you seen the Kardashians?
Oh, yeah, that's
what's
a good
that
point.
Young girl? What's her name?
I think she's
Chloe? Not Chloe. Kylie. You still have pictures when she's a teenage girl and now?
Mm-hmm.
Totally. It's not even the same woman anymore.
Yeah.
Women already do this. So when you see a guy go through this, the woman be like, man, I am sold. 50,000, that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't think Dylan Mulvaney is actually getting paid to do this. I just think he's making a lot of money while doing this.
Yeah, people are supporting him, affirming himself to be a female. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's actually doing this. I don't think he's being paid to, a lot of people think he's being paid to, push this on kids and other people. No, I just think he's naturally doing this. He's got a huge fan base, and people are just throwing things at him for free.
Yeah, and he's making a killing.
Yeah, he's making a killing. Yeah.
This dude is making a killing. This dude is living an American dream.
Total mindfuck. Your name is Dylan. Hey, looking for a Dylan. Where's Dylan at?
Hi, I'm right here. Hey! You need to calm down, like...
You sound like Kermit the Frog, don't he?
Yeah, he's like...
It's him, man. It's him.
You're too theatrical when you talk.
You can't change him, though, man. That's him. You either accept him for who he is.
I accept him for who he is.
Okay, then, man. Let the woman be... Man, fuck it.
How do y'all feel about this? Let me say something. Shut up. Let me do some talk. You've been hogging all our time. Like, I don't care, really. I mean, it's his life. I don't give a shit what he does.
Yeah,
shut up. I just don't like when they try to push this on, like, kids. Like, he's of age. I think he's over 21. If you're over 21, 18 is still a little too young. That's just my honest opinion. But if you're over 21, you can do whatever you want. As far as a kid, nope, you shouldn't. Because look what Dylan's doing. You're going to do this at a young age? You can always change your mind later on in life if you really want to do it. But
if you
go through this too young, you might regret it. So it's no rush.
Yeah, it's no rush. Because look at Dylan. Yeah. He didn't do this when he was 12, 11, 10 years old. Look, he looks just like a bitch.
Yeah.
You know? So
he get all kinds of action at the glory hole. All kinds. Because you look through that hole, you be like, hold up. Sue's back here. Okay. Hold up. Lighting was bad. Let me look one more time. Hold up.
Man, come on. Man.
Where you at? Where you go?
My lucky day.
That was a
damn good show.
Yeah, man.